ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. ஜிஜாசாதிகரணம் அதாத்தோ பிரம்ம ஜிஜாசா ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத் சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத். ஃப்ரம் நவ் ஆன் எவ்ரி டே வி வில் ரிசைட் தீஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபோர் சூத்ராஸ் அண்ட் தென் ரிசைட் தி கரண்ட் பாதா சாப்டர் ஒன் செகண்ட் பாதா. சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தியாதிகரணம் சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தோபதேசாத் விவக்ஷித குணோபபதே குணோபபத்தேஷ்ச அனுபபத்தேஸ்து ந ஷாரீரஹம் கர்ம கர்த்ர விபதேசாச்ச சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மிருதேஸ்ச அர்பகௌகஸ்த்வாத் தத் விபதேசாச்ச நேதி சேன்ன விசாயத்வாத் ஏவம் யோமவச்ச சம்போக பிராப்திரிதி சேத் ந வைசேஷ்யாத். அர்த்தாதிகரணம் அர்த்தாச்சராச்சரகிரகணாத் பிரகரணாச்ச குஹப்பிரவிஷ்டாதிகரணம் குஹாம் பிரவிஷ்டாவாத்மனோஹி தத்தர்ஷனாத் விசேஷணாச்ச அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தர உபபத்தே ஸ்தானாதி வியபதேசாச்ச சுக விசிஷ்டாபிதானாதேவச்ச ஸ்ருதோபனிஷத்க கத்யபிதானாச்ச அனவஸ்திதே அசம்பவாச்சனேதரஹா அந்தர்யாமி அதிகரணம் அந்தர்யாமி அதிதெய்வாதிஷு தத்தர்ம விபதேசாத் நச்ச ஸ்மார்த்தம் அசத்தர்மாபிலாபாத் ஷாரீரஸ்ச உபயோபிஹி மேதே நைனம் அதீயதே. அத்ருஷ்யத்வ அதிகரணம் அத்ருஷ்யத்வாதி குணக குணகஹா தர்மோக்தேஹே விசேஷண பேத விபதேசாப்யாம் சனேதரௌ ரூப உபன்யாசாச்ச வைஷ்வானராதிகரணம் வைஷ்வானரஹா சாதாரண சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மரியமானம் அனுமானம் சியாதிதி. திஸ் இஸ் தி 56th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் பிரம்மசூத்ரா அண்ட் தி 25th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் பாதா ஆஃப் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் தட் வி ஹவ் பீன் சீயிங் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஸ்மரியமானம் அனுமானம் சியாத் இதி. This sutra is based on one basic rule that Veda is the original scripture which is known as Shruti and all others are secondary scriptures and they are all called Smriti. So Shruti and Smriti. So according to our tradition, all our Smritis are based on Vedas alone, Shruti alone, and none of them is original. They are derived from Vedas alone. And the validity is not original validity for the Smritis. They are considered valid because they are derived from Vedas. Smriti means recollect, recollected version. And recollection presupposes the collection. It is recollection. They are collected from Shruti and through Smriti they are recollected. So if any Smriti contradicts Shruti, then automatically the Smriti Vakyam will be rejected. The moment they contradict, their very existence will be denied. And the second rule is, suppose there is an idea mentioned in the Smriti, but not mentioned in Shruti, in such cases, would we reject it or not? It's a question. We cannot reject it because only when Smriti contradicts Shruti, we can reject. Shruti has not made any mention about it and it is silent. The rule is that since Smriti is borrowed its ideas from Shruti, this idea also must have been borrowed from Shruti, and we should assume that the original Shruti, that idea, that particular Vakyam is lost in time, and we supply Shruti Mantra and it is called inferred Shruti. So Vyasacharya, he argues, there are many Smriti Shlokas that reveal Vaishvanara is Brahman alone. Now, why we say all that is because to justify Vaishvanara is Brahman or not. That is a question we have been discussing in the last class. So, inferred Shruti also says Vishwarupa, Vishwarupa Varnanam Visa, Vishwarupa belongs to Brahman only. So, extending that argument, Vaishvanara has got to be Brahman because Vaishvanara and Brahman are one and the same. Vaishvanara has got Vishwarupa Varnanam also. So in this Chandogya Mantra which one? 5.18.2 that we saw. Tasya Hava, Yetasya Atmano Vaishvanarasya, Murdaivasatejaha, Chakshuhu Vishwarupaha, Pranaha, Pradakpartamatma and all that thing we saw in the last class. So Vishwarupa belongs to Vaishvanara, Smriti says. So Vaishvanara is Brahman. And the next question is, what is Smriti Vakyam based on which we infer Shruti Vakyam now? The Vakyam is from Vishnu Sahasranamam in the Dhyana Slokam that we already mentioned in the last class. Bhupadav Yasya Nabihi Veda Suranilas Chandra Suryav Chanetre Karnavasaha Shirovdyor Mukhamapidahano Yasya Vasteyamadbihi Antastam Yasya Vishwam Sura Nara Kaga Go Bogi Gandharva Deityahi Chitram Ramram Yathete Tribhuvana Vapusham Vishnumisham Namami. This Dhyana Shloka, we are all very familiar. And in this Shloka, we get Vishwarupa Varnanam and that belongs to not to Jataragni, Bhutagni, Devatagni, Jivatma, but to Vishnu only. Vishnu the Paramatma, who is Tribhuvana Vapusham, Vishnum Isham Namami. So from this Smriti Vakyam, we infer Vishwarupa is Brahman. And therefore, we infer Vaishvanara is Brahman only because Brahman has Vishwarupa. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us take the word analysis. And this sutra has four words. What are the words? Smaryamanam, Anumanam, Syat, Iti. And the first word is Smaryamanam. Smaryamanam, Smriti Vakyam that reveals Vishwarupa refers to Brahman only. And next word is Anumanam. Anumanam is Hetuhu, the lingam, the indicator or clue. And what is said in Smriti must have been said in Shruti. And that is the traditional argument to say that even Manusmriti, Manu Vakyam is Veda Vakyam. People normally say Manu Vakyam is Veda Vakyam, Manusmriti. It is like smoke indicating the existence of fire of Shruti Vakyam. So if Smriti Vakyam is like smoke, Shruti Vakyam is like fire. That we, then we have to supply the word Brahmanaha Vishwarupatve. We have to add these two words to complete the sutra. So in establishing Brahman's Vishwarupam, it will be the indicator of Vishwarupatve. And Syat means will be the indicator of Brahmanaha Vishwarupatve. The Vishwarupatvam of Brahman. Then Iti, therefore, that is, since the inferred Shruti Vakyam is there, therefore, then we have to actually complete the sentence, Vaishvanaraha with Vishwarupam must be Brahman only. Vaishvanara with Vishwarupam should be Brahman only and not Jataragni or any other Devatagnis or Bhutagni. So yes, mate, smaryamanam, brahmanaha, vishwarupatve, lingam bhavati, tasmate, vishwarupatva yukta, vaishwanaraha, brahmaiva, bhavitum arhati. That is the conclusion. Na jataragni, na bhutagni, na devatagni. So with this, the second sutra is over. So we established now that vaishwanara is Brahman only and not any of these agnis. That was the discussion. Now we'll go to the third sutra of the satikaranam today. Shabd is a long sutra. Shabdadibhyaha antaha pratishta nacham neti chet natatam drashtubhadeshatam asambhavat purusham apicha yenam adiyate. This is sutra number 26 of second pada of first chapter, 57th sutra of Brahma Sutra. First we will do the general analysis as usual. Here Vyasacharya negates the Purvapakshi's view, and in the previous two sutras, Vyasacharya established his conclusion that is Vaishvanara is Brahman only. And in the following sutras, he negates the views of Purvapakshi. The Purvapakshi's views are what? Vaishvanara is number one, Jataragni, then Bhutagni, then Devatagni. These are his views. And in this particular sutra, Jataragni Vada is negated. That Vaishvanara is Jataragni, that view of the Purvapakshi is negated in this sutra. That is, Purvapakshi, where Vaishvanara is said as digestive fire only, that was what the Purvapaksha said. And in this next sutra, Devatagni and Budagni, they are also negated. It's obvious when you see the sutra itself, namely, Ata Eva Na Devata Bhutancha. We are going to see the next sutra. And the sutra here is now divided into two portions. First is the Purvapaksha up to Chet. And Na Tata, etc. From that, it is the second portion, that is the portion of the Siddhanti. Now, first we will do the general analysis of this sutra. So the Purvapakshi, he argues here that Vaishvanara is Jataragni alone, digestive fire alone. And for this purpose, he depends upon a mantra occurring in Shatapatha Brahmana of Shukla Yajurveda. We have seen this earlier also in another context, this Brahmana. Sa eshaha agnihi Vaishvanaraha yat purushaha Tayo haitam eva agnim vaishvanaram purushavidam purushe antaha pratishtitam veda and all that thing. This mantra we already quoted. So here Vaishvanara agni is clearly used in this mantra, which he is going to be commented as very critically. He is going to do that. And later it is said purushe antaha pratishtitam veda. In this mantra I read purushe antaha prasishtitam veda. That is this terminology. That Vaishvanara agni, which is within the human beings. So the three words of interest are what? Vaishvanaraha, agnihi, purushe anta prasishtitaha. These are the three words. So that agni, which is within the human being. And what is that agni within the human being? And that agni is only Jataragni, the digestive fire. So if the mantra uses only the word Jataragni, it would have been okay. But what the mantra does? The mantra says Vaishvanaraha also. So if you join these two together, it is clear Vaishvanara refers to Jataragni alone. That is Purvapakshi's argument. This is one support Purvapakshi takes. Then he takes another support also from the very mantra we analyzed just now, that is 5.18.2 of Chandogya Upanishad. And here, Vaishvanara Vishwarupa description that is given. And towards the end, the mantra says, Hridayam Garhapatyaha Manaha Anvaharya Pachanaha Asyam Ahavaniyaha. That is what that mantra said. We read this mantra also in the last class. That is Garhapatya Agni, Ahavaniya Agni and Anvaharya Pachana Agni or Dakshina Agni. They are different manifestations of fire only, all three of them. So each one is a particular fire and each fire is supposed to be kindled with a particular mantra. These are all, there are a lot of rules. So which Vaishwana, while Vaishwanara is described, the words Garhapatya, Ahavaniya, etc. are used and they all refer to Agni alone. And therefore, the word Vaishvanara should refer to Agni Tattvam only and not Paramatma Tattvam, Paramatma Brahma. Therefore, the second support is Gargapatya Ahavaniya Divarnana. All those descriptions that refers only to Agni, not to Paramatma. Thus, Purvapakshi establishes that Vaishvanara is Agni only manifested within the person is Jataragni, digestive fire. Then the Purvapakshi takes the third support also from another Chandogya mantra, 5.10.1. And the mantra says, Tat yad bhaktam prathamam agachet tad homiyam sayam prathamam ahutim juhuyat tam juhuyat pranaya swaha iti. So this mantra says the food that the Upasaka takes is an oblation to Vaishvanara Agni only. Tat yad bhaktam. Bhaktam here means annam, food he takes. That is homiyam. is an offering to Vaishvanara. Therefore, Vaishvanara should refer to Jataragni only, the digestive fire. Only then this statement can be relevant according to him. This is the third support. Therefore, because of these three reasons, three supports, namely what? First, number one, Shatapatha Brahmanam support. And then the from Chandogya Upanishad 2.5.18, as the 5.18.2. And the third one is Chandogya again 5.10.2. These mantras, we conclude that Vaishvanara is Agni and that too Jataragni only. And Purupakshi does not quote the Bhagavad Gita mantra. He could have done that also. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deha Mashritaha. He could have very well quoted. Even though Purupakshi thinks these are his support, but Vedantin is going to convert all of them in favor of himself, Vedantin himself, and will negate Purupakshi, that we will see. So, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. Aham here means Brahman. Even though Bhagavad Gita says that, Purupakshi has not quoted. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. Aham refers to Brahman. That argument, anyway, we will keep it aside for the time being. Now, let us see only what the Purupakshi has to say. So, because of these three reasons, the Purupakshi says Vaishvanara is Jataragni only. Then what is our answer? We will explain that also before word analysis. Now, Shankaracharya says, no doubt Vaishvanara refers to Jataragni alone. That is the primary meaning. But in this Chandogya context, the idea conveyed is what? One should see Vaishvanara as Brahman. Even though Vaishvanara is Jataragni, the context is we should learn to look upon it as Brahman. Therefore, the Chandogya mantra refers to Vaishvanara Pratikam Brahma. Chandogya refers to Brahman represented by Vaishvanaragni. Pratikam, alambana, symbol. Like an idol in the temple, for example. The idol is stone alone. And it is never questioned at all. But what we say is, in this context, don't look at the idol as stone, but it should be recognized as the Lord. Why? Because only then, when you do archana and all, the archanas, when you have the archanas, what do they say? Sarvagata yanamaha, sarvavyapine namaha. All these names are there. So if you address the stone as all-pervading, sarva-vyapine namaha, how ridiculous it will be. Therefore, even though it is a stone, the varnanam of all-pervasiveness can fit into, it cannot fit into, it can fit only into the stone represented Lord alone and not the stone. So similarly, Vaishvanara is Jataragni, that is accepted. But Vishwarupa varnanam, if you want to look at it, that will fit into what? Only Vaishvanara Agni represented Brahman alone. Therefore, what is your answer? You, the Purupakshi, you are right. But, namely, what you look at is stone only. But what I perceive is what? Stone represented Lord. So, Vaishvanara should represent Brahman properly. And one more interpretation also, Vyasacharya himself tells in the sutra. So look at the Shatapatha Brahmanam closely. If you look at it again, he says, look at it again. Sa yeshaha agnihi vaishvanaraha yad purushaha tayo haitam evam agnim vaishvanaram purushavidam purushe antaha pratishtitam veda. That is the Shatapatha Brahmanam mantra we read. Here there is a word purushaha. Purusha, Vyasacharya asks us to underline this word, this purusha word. Whereas the Purupakshi wants us to underline Purushe Anta Pratishtitam. That is what, because in the same mantra, both are there. Both of Purusha Vidam, that Purusha is there. And the next is Purushe Anta Pratishtitam. Both are there. So Vyasacharya asks us to underline Purushaha in the, of Purusha Vidam. And Purupakshi says Purushe Anta Pratishtitam, that Purusha. So the idea of Vyasacharya is what? The mantra says that Vaishvanara is both Purusha as well as within Purusha. It is Purusha and it is within Purusha. What is that? Vaishvanara. So Vaishvanara is Purusha. Vaishvanara is also within Purusha. Both are important. So if Purupakshis can explain Jataragni is within Purusha, as it is within the human being, for example. But how Purvapakshi will explain the word Purusha? Within Purusha he can explain. How he can explain the word Purusha itself? So what is the confusion now? What is the meaning of Aishwanara? The Purvapakshi says it is Jataragni. If so, what will be the meaning of these statements? So the meaning according to Purvapakshi will be what? Jataragni is Purusha and Jataragni is within Purusha. That's what will be. And Vyasacharya argues, Jataragni is within Purusha, that will fit, no problem. Jataragni is Purusha will not fit. Therefore, only one of the two Purvapakshi sentences only will fit. And if we take the Siddhanti's meaning, Vedantin's meaning, he says Vaishvanara is Brahman. And if we take that meaning, Vaishvanara is Purusha and Vaishvanara is within Purusha also. And take the meaning of Vaishvanara is equal to Brahman. And if you see, it will mean Brahman is Purusha and Brahman is within Purusha. Purusha within Purusha also. And Vyasacharya says, this is perfectly all right. If you take Brahman, because Brahman is Purusha also and Brahman is within Purusha also. Brahman is total Purusha also and individual Purusha also. Brahman is within the Purusha also. All these meanings will fit perfectly contextually. Therefore, Vaishvanara should be taken as Brahman only. Now let us look at the sutra. The last portion of the sutra is Purusham api cha yenam adiyate. Yenam adiyate. That is, yenam here refers to what this? This Shatapatha Brahmanam that declares yenam, this Vaishvanaraha adiyate. Adiyate means Shatapatha Brahmanam declares. What? Yenam, Vaishvanaram, to be Purusham api, Purusha also. And what is the significance of the word also? Not only Shatapatha Brahmanam declares the Vaishvanara to be within the Purusha, but also Shatapatha Brahmanam declares Vaishvanara to be Purusha also. Not only within Purusha, but Purusha also. So if both have to be explained, only Brahman will fit and not Jataragni, digestive fire. Therefore, Vaishvanara should be Brahman alone. Now, if you look at the sutra, the first portion is Purvapaksha. So, Shabdadibhyaha Antaha Pratishtanate Na. Pratishtanate Na. Because of the usage of the words Vaishvanara Agni, it being within the individual and other reasons, Vaishvanara is not Brahman. Na. So, that is Purvapakshi. But Siddhantin says, what he says, it is not so, because the Upanishad wants the Upasaka to meditate upon Brahma as Jataragni, and therefore that word is used. And also the Vishwarupa description, Vishwarupa Varnana, is not possible for Jataragni at all. And also because Shatapatha Brahmanam says Vaishvanara is within the Purusha and Vaishvanara is also Purusha. And now comes the last question, because Purvapakshi makes one more argument. He doesn't want to leave. Namely, how do you account, then okay, Vaishwana, you still Vaishwana, the Jataragni, how do you account for Garhapati Agni and Ahavani Agni, all those descriptions? They all belong to Agni only. These words occur actually in 5.18.2 of Chandogya we just read. Kridayam Garhapatyaha, Manaha Anvaharya Pachanaha, Asyam Ahavaniyaha. So Hridayam is Harhipati Agni, Manaha Anvaharya Pachanaha, that is Dakshinagni, Asyam Ahavaniyagni. So he asked one more question in 5.19.1 of Chandogya also. There is another usage. Tat Yat Bhaktam Prathamam. Whatever is eaten first is an offering unto Vaishvanara. That's what that mantra says. And if first food is offered to Vaishvanara, Vaishvanara should be what? It should belong to Jataragni only. So how do you explain these two? That is his question. That is 5.18.2 of Chandogya Garhapati Agni description and 5.10.1 food offering. How do you account for these two? That's what Purvapakshi says. And Shankaracharya gives the answer. And Vyasacharya actually implies the answer in the sutra. The answer is what? With respect to Brahman. With regard to Brahman, all descriptions are possible. Because all features belong to Brahman only. This is the glory of Brahman. Therefore, Garga Pratyagni, all those things can be the description of Brahman also. Need not be fire only. That is why Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, what he said? Aham kraturaham yajnaha swadaham aham aushadam mantroham ahame vajyam aham agniraham hutam. I am fire, I am water, I am earth, I am everything. Therefore, Garhapatya Agni description can belong to Brahman also. Therefore, no problem. And if you extend the same principle, first food offering, even though it goes to Jataragni, we can very well say that the Jataragni itself is nothing but Brahman. And therefore, nothing wrong in saying that the first offering goes to Brahman. Because Brahman is within the individual also. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram sukhrdam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shanti mrichyati. Fifth chapter. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha shraddhayarchitum ichyati tasya tasya chalam shraddham thameva vidadhamyaham Sataya Shraddaya Yuktaha Tasyaradhana Mihate Labhate Chatatakhaman Mayeva Vihitan Hitan. Krishna says everywhere. What does it mean? Even though the direct offering is to Jataragni alone, through the Jataragni it goes to Brahman only. That's why again the Lord said in the 15th chapter, Aham Vaishwanaru Bhutva Praninam Deha Mashritaha Prana Panasama Yuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. In the form of Jataragni, Brahman alone exists. Therefore, Vaishwanara means not Jataragni, but Jataragni represented Brahman. Okay. Then we have to derive an important corollary also from this discussion. Actually, that's an important foundation of our religious culture itself. It has a lot of significance. So any principle in the creation can be worshipped in two ways. We are all familiar with this, we do it every day, but we only don't see it in this perspective though. First one is in the form of a particular presiding deity, particular devata rupena you do worship. And the second one is in the form of the Samashti Ishwara also. Ishwara Rupena Api Dhyana. So if it is a particular principle, it is finite. If it represents Ishwara, then it is infinite. Suppose, for example, a person does Surya Namaskara. Now we have a confusion. The Surya, does it represent Chakshur Devata, the presiding deity of I, or Brahma? And how do we know that? If it is Chakshur Devata, then it becomes Parichinnam, it is limited. If it is Brahman, then it is Aparichinnam, it is infinite. Which one do we worship? And how do we know? Only from the context we will know. For example, suppose a person has a problem with his eyes. And to get proper vision, if he does Surya Namaskara, then Surya represents Chakshur Devata, a finite deity only, the presiding deity of eyesight. Whereas during Sandhyavandana Karma, if a person worships their Surya Devata, in the morning itself, how do we address him? Mitrasya Charshani Dhritaha Shravo Devasya Sanasim. We call Surya Devata as Mitra here. Then in the afternoon, Asatye Narajasavartamanoni Veshayan Namrtam Martyancha Hiranyaye Nasavitarate Nadevo Yati Bhuvanavi Pashyanne. Then in the Pratana, Deya Sada Savitru Mandala Madhyavarti, we call him Savitru Mandala Madhyavarti. Sayascha Yam Purushe, Yascha Savaditye, Sayekaha. So Yascha Asau Aditye, here Aditya represents Chakshur Devata or Ishwara. In all these places, Aditya represents Maya Sahitam Brahma Ishvara alone. So according to the context, we should know whether it is Devatam or Brahman itself. Similarly, Jataragni also, it can represent simple Jataragni or Ishvara. Similarly, Vinayaka, when you do puja for Vinayaka, is it a finite Devata or Ishvara? For example, when we invoke Vinayaka before a Vishnu puja, then Vinayaka represents only a simple remover of all obstacles. He is only a finite obstacle removing Devata. So in Vishnu Sahasranam Archana, for example, Vishnu is Paramatma and Vinayaka is only a Devata, a obstacle removing Devata. But during Vinayaka Chaturthi, if you worship Vinayaka, he is no more a finite obstacle removing Devata, but he is Paramatma himself. So every Devata can be Parichinnaha, limited, or Aparichinna, Brahman, unlimited, infinite. Therefore, for a Vinayaka Bhakta, Vinayaka is Brahman. Similarly, for Anjaneya Bhakta, Anjaneya is Brahman. Similarly, even Shani, Rahu, Ketu, all of them can represent Param Brahma also, depending on how you look at it and the context. Thus, in our culture, there is a big confusion because of this. Similarly, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, each can represent only a finite deity. For example, Brahma as Srishtikarta alone, the Lord of creation. Vishnu as Thiti, the Thitikarta alone, the one who sustains. Shiva Layakarta alone, who absolves. But at the same time, one Brahma can represent Srishti, Sthiti, Samhara Karta, Ishvara. Similarly, Vishnu also, similarly, Shiva also, and Amba also. Another confusion is generally Shiva is termed as Ishvara in normal usage. Whenever we say, I want to go to Ishvara's temple, normally they think of it only Shiva temple. But in Brahma Sutra, Ishvara is not a finite deity, not one of the trinities. But Ishvara is Maya Sahitam Brahma, Srishti Sthiti Layakarta, Sarvakarta, that Brahma. Ishvara can mean one of the trinities also and totality also. Similarly, Vyasacharya's argument is what? Vaishvanara may mean Jataragni. And in this context, 5.18.2 of Chandogya, Jataragni represented Ishvara, Brahma. And the next question is, how do you know in this context, it is Brahman only and not Jataragni again? Because of Vishwarupa Darshan, Vishwarupa description, Vishwarupa Varnanam here. Vaishvanara should be Brahman only and not Jataragni. Yataragni, the digestive fire, cannot fit into the Vishwarupa description at all, as given in the mantra. So with this, the Jataragni Purvapaksha has been negated. Now we'll go to the next Purvapaksha. In the next sutra, let us read. Sutra 27, 58th Sutra, Brahma Sutra. Ata eva na devata bhutancha. By reading the sutra itself, we will understand. It is not Devata and Bhutam also, Bhutagni and Devatagni also. That's what is going to be negated now. Let us do the general analysis first. This is a simple sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya negates the other two Purvapakshas. That is, what are the other two? Devatagni or Bhutagni. He says the word Vaishvanara occurring in 5.18.2 of Chandogya refers to Bhutagni, which means fire element, which is outside the individual. And the next Purvapaksha is what? Vaishvanara is Devatagni also, the presiding deity of fire, which is the invisible intelligent principle. And Vyasacharya negates both of them. He says Vaishvanara is neither Devatagni nor Bhutagni. How does he do that? Vyasacharya does not give any reason specifically here. But he says, because of the reason used before, mentioned before, namely four reasons were given, if you remember. You have to remember them now. The main reason is what? Because of Vishwarupa description, it can fit only Brahman and not Bhuta Agni or Devata Agni. Devata is part of Vishwarupa only. It can never have Vishwarupa. And the second reason we saw is, Acharya himself gave is, the Upasaka will get the palam of Sarva Anna Adhanam. We saw that in the last class. We look at the details in the previous class. And the third, Sarva Anna Adhanam. And the third reason was, Sarva Papa Nasha Palam. He gave. All problems will go away by that Upasana. So it is only possible for Brahma Upasana and not for Devata or Bhuta Upasana. And the last reason is, in the introduction, the word Atma and Brahma are used. How? Ko na Atma Kim Brahma. Words Atma and Brahman can be used for Brahman only. Atma is unique. Brahman, it can be used only for Brahman only, not for Bhutagni or Devatagni or anything else. Brahman is infinite. Neither can fit into the definition of Atma. The other things can fit into the definition of Atma and Brahman. Because of these four reasons. Now, the Purvokta Chaturbhyaha Hetubhyaha, it is neither Devatam or Bhutagni. Because of all those four reasons, it cannot be Vaishvanara, cannot be Devatagni or Bhutagni also. Now let us do the word analysis. This sutra has got six words. And the first two words we will take now. Ataha Eva. Ataha Eva, because of the four reasons mentioned before. And then we supply the word Vaishvanara. So the word Vaishvanara used in where? Everything has to be contextual. We cannot use Vaishvanara from somewhere else. Vaishvanara used in the second mantra of the 18th section of the 5th chapter of Chandogya. We are talking specifically that only. Then the next pair is what? Na Devata. Next two words, Na Devata. Is not Devata Agni, not Agni Devata, and also Bhutancha. It is not Bhuta Agni also. We have to add Na. Not Bhutam, Na Bhutancha. It is not Bhuta Agni, also the fire element. Thus, Vyasacharya now has negated three Purvapakshas. That is Jataragnivada, Devatagnivada, and Bhutagnivada. Now, the fourth Purvapaksha, Vyasacharya, does not negate at all. If you remember, the fourth Purvapaksha was what? Because of the word Atma, there can be a doubt whether Vaishvanara can represent Jivatma. That could be a question. And since Vyasacharya does not negate himself, let us try to understand it ourselves. Maybe that may be our classwork, our homework. What is that? Ataha eva. Because of the same reasons that is said in the sutra. And what are the same reasons? Vishwarupa description can never belong to Jivatma. Similarly, Sarva Anna Adana Palam. That is never possible for Jivatma, Jivatma Upasana. And no scripture prescribes Jivatma Upasana also. Similarly, even Sarva Papa Nasha, that is never possible for Jivatma Upasana. Even the word Brahman means infinite. It cannot be applied to Jivatma. Jivatma is never infinite. So with this, the fourth sutra is over. That is the reason Vyasacharya doesn't give the reasons for that. He only mentions, whereas we can understand it based on these four reasons that he gave. Now let us go to the fifth sutra of this Adhikarma. Sakshat apim avirodham jaiminihim. 28th sutra of this pada, second pada, first chapter, and 59th Brahma Sutra. Till now, Vyasacharya has established that Vaishvanara is Brahman only. And he has negated all the four Purvapakshas. And how did he establish that? He first accepted that Vaishvanara is Jataragni. He first started to accept it. That is the primary meaning of the word. But he said, in this context, we should understand that Vaishvanara, it is Jataragni represented Brahman. It is not Jataragni, but Jataragni represented Brahman. And he arrived at Brahman through Jataragni. He did not negate. He retained Jataragni and pointed out, think of it as like a Shivalinga or a Saligrama, representing Shiva or Vishnu. Similarly, think of the Jataragni should represent Brahman as a symbol. Just as when you say, for example, pranaya swaha, apanaya swaha, vyanaya swaha, and all that, we offer food to what? To Jataragni only. When we eat food, when we say all this, we offer food to Jataragni, the digestive fire. But at the end, what do we say? We use an important expression. We don't look at it as Jataragni, but we see it as Brahman, Brahmane swaha. So Jataragni represented Brahman. That is how we look at it whenever we take food. Just as when we offer flowers to a Saligram or Shivalinga, the stone. Flower goes to the stone only, but I don't see the stone, I see the Lord. That is why Swami Dayanand says nicely, never use the word idol worship, because no one worships the idol. Everybody worships the Lord only, visualized in the idol. Flowers directly go to the idol, but through the idol, they go to the Lord only. Therefore, Vyasacharya says, Vaishvanara, through Jataragni, the digestive fire, indicates Brahman only. Now, Jaimini Rishi gives another answer to this problem. That's why the word Jaimini is there in the sutra. He wants to say that Vaishvanara directly reveals Brahman. And who is Jaimini? Jaimini is the student of Vyasacharya. So he has an interpretation, and Vyasacharya quotes this interpretation also here. So he wants to say that Vaishvanara directly reveals Brahman. That's why he included him in the sutra itself. One need not go to Brahman via Jataragni and all that. That's what Jaimini says. All those indirect ways you don't have to go to Brahman via Jataragni and all. There is another route. I have a non-stop flight, straight route. No stopping, changeover of planes and all. Sakshatapi. So this is going to be Jaimini's approach, the disciple of Vyasacharya. How Jaimini is going to directly take the non-stop flight to reach Brahman? He says, every word has got many meanings, can have many meanings. One is the popular meaning. The word can reveal other meanings also, other than the popular meaning, this we know. For example, take the word Khagaha. I think I mentioned this in some other lecture earlier. Khagaha means a bird. A popular meaning, the Rudyartha, also that term I have told earlier, popular meaning, is a bird. Suppose you analyze the word Khagaha, then what happens? It consists of two words. One is Kha. Kha means Akasha, space, and Ga means mover. Khagaha means mover. So the final meaning is what? One who moves in space. Ka means akasha, space. Ga means mover. The final meaning is one who moves in space. This is a derivative meaning of the word called yoga artha. So rudi artha is direct meaning, and derivative meaning is yoga artha. That means anything that moves in space is khagaha. Even a plane, aircraft is khagaha. If, for example, if you jump for a finite time, you are also Kagaha during that time, jumping time. So Hanuman, he crossed the entire ocean, Kagaha. So similarly, the word Jalajam also is primary meaning. The Rudi Artha is lotus. Rudi Artha, the direct meaning is lotus, primary meaning, popular meaning. And if you split the word Jalajam, it is Jala means water, plus Ja means bond. Jalajam. So in addition to lotus, anything born out of water is Jalajaha. Aquatics, all of water-borne diseases also are Jalajaha. In Bengali, actually, they call fish as Jalapushpa. We can have Rudi Artha and also Yoga Artha. So far, we took the Rudi Artha only of Vaishvanara, digestive fire. And Vyasacharya took that Artha and said Vaishvanara represented Brahma. That was Vyasacharya's discussion, the first interpretation. And what does Jaimini do now? He gives up the popular meaning, Rudi Artha, and takes up the Yoga Artha, meaning Brahman, Virat Ishwara. That's what he is taking. Now, what is the question now? How can you take Yoga Artha for Vaishvanara?
And Shankaracharya gives 3-4 interpretations for this word, deriving it in 3-4 different ways also. We will not go into all those details, but we will choose only one interpretation for the sake of our discussion. He gives elaborately all that. Shankaracharya says, Vishwe and Naraha. These are the two words which are part of Vaishvanara. Vishwe and Naraha. Vishwe means all, sarve. And Naraha means all human beings, all jivas. Therefore, Vishwe Naraha, Yasya Saha, Vishwanaraha, Vishwanaraha, Eva Vaishvanaraha. That is that Lord, who includes all the living beings. Who is that Lord who includes all beings? It is Vishwarupa Ishvara only, Virad Ishvara only. The macrocosm that includes all the microcosm. Therefore, Vaishvanara is the cosmic Lord, all-inclusive Lord. Therefore, no need to go to Jataragni, stomach and all that thing at all. Because Jaimini is worried. If one thinks of digestive fire, one can go to food and all that. Therefore, Jaimini says, Vaishvanara is Vishwe Naraha, Yasya Saham, Vishwanaraha, Sahayevam, Vaishvanaraha. Therefore, Yoga Arthena Sakshat Brahma Bodhagati. That is his interpretation. So when Rudyartha and Yoga Artha are possible, then there will be confusion, which one should we take? Then there must be a rule. And normally the rule is, Rudyartha is the powerful one than Yoga Artha. Popular meaning is ever powerful. Popularity is powerful. And there can be an objection here. One can ask a counter question to Jaimini and say, Rudyartha alone is powerful. And how can you leave the Rudyartha, the popular meaning, and take Yoga Artha? So the Nyaya, the logic is what? Rudir Yogat Baliyasi. The Rudyartha is powerful than Yogartha. Here Jaimini says, normally Rudi is powerful, no doubt. And therefore, apply that meaning first and see whether it fits properly or not. And if it does not fit, then you have a right to go to Yogartha. As in the case of Vachyartha and Lakshyartha, that we have seen many times. And Jaimini's argument is what? I am ready to take the popular Artha for Vaishvanara, digestive fire. And my problem is what? When I take it, the mantra does not fit properly at all. Why? Because the mantra gives the Vishwarupa Darshanam, Vishwarupa description, Varnanam for Vaishvanara. It says, the heaven is the head, sun is the eye, space is the trunk, ocean is the bladder. We saw all that thing in the other class. So this Vishwarupa description, it does not fit, can never fit with the digestive fire, which is only within the stomach. And therefore, we drop that meaning of digestive fire. And we take the meaning of the cosmic Lord. Therefore, avirodham. There is no contradiction and violation to this general rule. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now we'll go to the word analysis. The sutra consists of 4 words. What are the 4 words? Sakshate, Abhi, Api, Avirodham, and Jaiminihi. So Sakshat Api, directly also. Sakshat Api means directly also. It means without going through the digestive fire route, directly also, non-stop flight. Then we have to supply 2 more words, Vaishvanaraha and Brahma. So Vaishvanaraha means the word Vaishvanara occurring in 5.18.2. We should be always careful. Exactly we should say and understand where the particular word occurs in the Upanishad. The Vaishvanara word occurring in the second mantra, 18th section of 5th chapter of Chandogya. That is what we are quoting. That is Brahma. That Vaishvanara is Brahma, Brahman alone. Directly also, the word Vaishvanara is Brahman only. Then avirodham, next word. Avirodham means no virodham, no contradiction. There is no error, no violation. Then jaiminihi, the last word, that we have to supply the word here. Another word, vadati. Jaiminihi vadati. Jaimini Rishi says. And who is quoting Jaimini now? the author of Brahma Sutra, who is none other than Vyasacharya himself, who quotes his own disciple Jaimini. But since Vyasacharya simply quotes the name and doesn't do anything else and leaves it, it indicates he does not have any objection for that interpretation of Jaimini. Vyasacharya does not take it as a direct flight, but Jaimini takes it a non-stop flight. Okay, now we'll go to the next sutra. 29th sutra, 60th sutra, Brahma Sutra. Abhivyaktehe iti asmaratyaham. Let us do a general analysis of this sutra first. In Jaimini's description, a problem can come, which does not come in Vyasacharya's description. And what that could be? Vaishvanara directly refers to Brahman only in 5.18.2. What is the issue? Issue is this mantra points out that Vaishvanara is Agni, because that is a mantra in question. Garhapati Agni, Dakshina Agni, and all that thing. They are all aspects of Vaishvanara. And normally we know they are aspects of fire only. So if you are going to take Vaishvanara directly as Brahman, then what is the first question? How will you explain the expressions Garhapatya, Dakshinagni and all that? That is that mantra. And second question is, again, Shatapatha Brahmanam, where it is said, Purushe Antaha Pratishtitam, Vaishvanara is within the human being. How are you going to explain that? And the third question he asks is, in again Shatapatha Brahmanam itself, the word Agni itself occurs. So what are the three issues now? Number one, Vaishvanara Agni. Number two, Vaishvanara Agni located within the body. From where? Shatapatha Brahmanam. And number three, Chandogya quotation 5.18.2, Garhapatya, etc. are aspects of Vaishvanara. So how will you explain these three questions? Further, Shankaracharya gives different answers. Now we'll see one by one. The word Agni also has to be taken in its yoga artha and not rudhi artha. The primary meaning of Agni is what? Fire. So it will be a problem if you take the meaning as fire here. But if you take the derived meaning, there will be no problem. What is the derived meaning of Agni? Agre nayati gachati iti agnihi. One who moves in front or one who is the leader is Agni. In short, agragami agnihi. Therefore, Vaishvanara does not refer to fire at all, but the leader of the entire universe. And Lord is the unlimited leader. Therefore, the word Agni, he explains it through this way. And the next question was what? Shatapatha Brahmanam. There it is said, Vaishvanara is within the body. How will you explain that then? Acharya says, it is not at all difficult. Since Brahman is all-pervading, he can certainly be within the body also. So digestive fire is within the body, all right. But Bhagavan is also within the body. And the difference is what? Digestive fire is only within the body, but Bhagavan is within the body also. Therefore, Vaishvanara is cosmic person who is everywhere. And he is within the body also. There is no problem. Then the next question was, how do you explain all these Garhapatya Agni, Ahavaniya, and all those Agni, those aspects? Because these are all aspects of fire only. So the uniqueness of Jaimini's interpretation is, he avoids the word fire. How can you avoid fire when Garhapatya and Ahavaniya, all those Agnis are clearly mentioned? Further, the answer is, in fact, everything is different aspects of Lord alone. Because whatever is the glory, for example, if you take, I am in New Jersey, whatever is the glory of New Jersey is certainly the glory of the entire United States. Only the glory of New Jersey belongs to New Jersey only, not to New York, not to Pennsylvania. New York's glory refers to New York only, but not to New Jersey. But the glories of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they all belong to what? USA, the entire country. So that's what Lord says in the Vibhuti Yoga. Yadyad Vibhuti Matsatvam Srimad Urjita Mevava Tatta Devava Gacchatvam Mama Tejomsha Sambhavam. though they are all aspects of Agni, Vayu and all those devatas, ultimately they all belong to Vaishvanara Brahma. Akashat patitam toyam yathagacchati sagaram sarva deva namaskaraha keshavam prati gacchati. Therefore, Gargapatya, Ahavaniya, all those things, they are all an immediate aspect of fire. But they are ultimately the aspect of Brahman only. So, sarvam atmatvatem brahmanaha. That is what Shankaracharya says. Since everything ultimately belongs to Brahman only, that is the interpretation Shankaracharya takes. So, word Agni also is explained now. Inner location is explained, and also Gargapatya and Ahavaniya, all those Agnis are also explained. In fact, Shankaracharya explained all of them in the previous sutra itself that we saw. Finally, one more problem is also introduced based on mantra 5.18.1 of Chandogya. And in this mantra, Vaishvanara is described. And what this mantra says, Atram yastveta mevam pradesha matram abhivimanam Vaishvanaram upaste. Atram yastvedamevam pradesha matram abhivimanam Vaishvanaram upaste. For us, the relevant part of this sutra is in this sloka, in this mantra is only one thing, pradesha matram. We are going to talk about that word only quite elaborately. Pradesha matram. And this creates a problem. When we take Jaimini's interpretation, there is a problem, but there is no issue if you take Vyasacharya's interpretation. But Jaimini's interpretation is a problem. Pradesha matram means spatially limited. Pradeshaihi miyate parichidyate iti pradesha matraha. So pradesha means space. Matra is limited. So this is Vaishvanara's description given in this mantra. And there is a problem. What is the problem? We are taking Vaishvanara as cosmic Lord, who is all pervading. But Chandogya in this mantra uses the word pradesha matra, spatially limited. And how will you reconcile spatial limitation and cosmic all pervasive Lord? If you are taking Jataragni, there is no issue. Digestive fire is spatially limited within the stomach. Therefore, how can the Upanishad describe the same Vaishvanara in infinite way and also finite way? Therefore, how do you account for Pradesha Matram occurring in this mantra, Chandogya, first mantra, 18th section, 5th chapter? For this particular problem, an ingenious method of explaining both the Vishwarupa description as well as the word Pradesha Matra that is evolved. So in the previous explanation, how did we manage? There we said, Vaishvanara is Brahman represented by Jataragni. This is an ingenious method. Because wherever description of infinitude comes, we connect it to Brahman. And wherever finite description comes, we will connect it to the representative Jataragni and all that. So when we take Jataragni symbolized to Brahman, and some may be connected to Brahman, some to Jataragni symbol, finite descriptions will be connected to Jataragni symbol, and infinite descriptions will be connected to the symbolized Brahman. It's all only words. So this is how we managed previously. And in this interpretation, we have an issue. What is the second interpretation? Vaishvanara directly means Brahman. According to whom? Jaimini, his non-stop flight. Vaishvanara directly means Brahman. And if it is so, how will you connect the finite description, Pradesha Matram, that is said in this mantra? 5.18.1 or Chandogya, Pradesha Matra. Now, three different solutions are given for this particular situation by three different acharyas. Each one gives one explanation. Three different acharyas give that, which we will see tomorrow. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenas Jayaparas Samaheshwaraha